The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Sound Prince is now online for last week. Journey Through History meets March 3rd. Fiction Old and New meets March 6th. The Blind Post has the next list of sermons by telephone as of February 9th. Tech Talk features the Consumer Electronics Show and the blind and visually impaired community. Eyes on Success about handling vision loss. NVDA 2019.3.1 has issued their latest release, and there are some details on that. 20 Echo Skills for the BVI community. The Missouri Council of the Blind is having an auction April 19th, and there are some details about that. The Illinois State University has received a grant for deafblind special education training, and there are some details about that. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The latest Sound Prince Audio Magazine podcast is now online. Our First Jobs: Accessible Absentee Voting in West Virginia, New Policies for Service Animals and Fair Housing Regulations, Bad Foods Aren't as Bad as You Thought. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prince Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prince Audio Magazine podcast, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598. Or you can email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. A Journey Through History will meet Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020, the first Tuesday, to review The Barefoot Lawyer, DB81198, a true profile and courage of a blind lawyer in China, seeking justice despite beatings and imprisonment. Join us on 3-3-2020 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/db81198, The Barefoot Lawyer, A Blind Man's Fight for Justice and Freedom in China, DB81198. Chen Guangcheng, GuangCheng. Reading time, 14 hours, 4 minutes. Read by David Shi, SHIH, a production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Topics: disability, legal issues, world history, and affairs. Chen grew up poor and blind in rural China, becoming an activist on behalf of disability rights. He was imprisoned by the Chinese government for 4 years, and he and his family were under house arrest until his daring escape to the American Embassy in 2012. Commercial audiobook, 2015 copyright. Download The Barefoot Lawyer, A Blind Man's Fight for Justice and Freedom in China. Commercial audiobook, copyright 2019. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780972. The iPhone telephone numbers in the U.S. are 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. The meeting ID is 1-778-0972. The international number is available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ4DRN. If you wish to subscribe to the one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. The Fiction Old and New discussion group meets the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will be discussing The Mermaid and Mrs. Hancock by Imogen Gowar, DB93081, Friday, March 6, 2020, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Note, this historical fiction novel contains strong sexual content, especially towards the beginning of the book. Here is the NLS annotation. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/srch/db93081. The Mermaid and Mrs. Hancock. Govar, Imogen Hermes. Reading time, 17 hours, 21 minutes. Read by Juliet Stevenson. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Topic, historical fiction. 1785. Merchant Jonah Hancock is shocked when one of his ship's captains returns home with the news that he sold the ship for the mummified remains of a mermaid. All of London wants to see the wonder, and Jonah finds himself engaged in a perilous liaison. Unrated commercial audiobook, copyright 2018. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Your facilitators for this group are Michelle Bernstein, HamletSweetLady@gmail.com, and Sherry Wells, SherryWells1157@gmail.com. Topic, Fiction Old and New Discussion Group meets first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/613313488. iPhone telephone numbers 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986 with the meeting ID 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to past Fiction Old and New program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/24/all/feed. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. From the Blind Post on February 8th, 9th. Your friendly enemy, Adrian Rogers. Number 2, I Am the Resurrection, Warren Wiersbe. Number 3, I Believe in Joy, Erwin Lutzer. Number 4, The Danger of Procrastination, unknown. Number 5, Elijah and Communication, Howard Hendricks. So number 6, Freedom from Other People, Montgomery Hirsch. Number 8, The Working of Faith, Jeffrey Fugate. Number 9, Law or Grace, by M.R. DeHaan. Please forward, Linda. Check out www.lindasstewart.herenow.com. Welcome to Sermons on the Phone, 773-572-6206. Update available for 2 weeks. Join the Tech Talk team to hear highlights of the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show from Mike May of Access Explorer and Mika Pikala of Envision. That's a Nordic name, I'm suspecting Finnish. P-Y-Y-H-K-A-L-A. Mike May has been providing his summary of CES for over 20 years. He is currently chief evangelist at Access Explorer, developers of an indoor navigation app. This year, Mike is joined by Mika, who is the technology manager at Envision in Wichita, Kansas. They touched on popular products, cool products, weird products, and the accessible products from the perspective of two techie blind guys. Monday, February 17th, 2020, that was a Zoom meeting. There's archive information. Hang on. Those wishing to subscribe to past Tech Talk program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/16/all/feed. Special note, to just subscribe to our Tech Talk discussion list, send a blank email to tech.tek-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a reply. Just reply back without putting anything in that message. Eyes on Success Podcast, Episode 2007, Dealing with the Challenges of Vision Loss, aired February 12, 2020. Show notes, Hannah Fairbairn's book, When You Can't Believe Your Eyes, Vision Loss and Personal Recovery, is based on her experience as an instructor at the Carroll Center for the Blind, as well as her own personal journey with vision loss. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with her about the book and some of the guidance it offers for those new to vision loss. As usual, the audio show notes and much more can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net, and the podcast can be found wherever you find your podcasts. From nvaccess.org, NVDA 2019.3 released February 10th, 2020, 9:31 p.m. This post has been updated for 2019.3.1, which includes updated translations. NV Access is pleased to announce that version 2019.3 of NVDA, the free screen reader for Microsoft Windows, is now available for download. We encourage all users to upgrade to this version. NVDA 2019.3 is a very significant release, containing many under-the-hood changes, including the upgrade of Python 2 to Python 3, and a major rewrite of NVDA's speech subsystem. Although these changes do break compatibility with older NVDA add-ons, the upgrade to Python 3 is necessary for security, and the changes to speech allow for some exciting innovations in the near future. Other highlights in this release include 64-bit support for Java VMs, screen curtain and focus highlight functionality, support for more Braille displays, and a new Braille viewer, and many, many other bug fixes. Please note, after updating any software, it is a good idea to restart the computer. Restart by going to the shutdown dialog, selecting Restart, and pressing Enter. Updating software can change files which are in use. This can lead to instability and strange behavior, which is resolved by rebooting. This is the first thing to try if you do notice anything odd after updating. While downloading NVDA, please consider becoming a monthly donor. Contributions like yours help NV Access continue our important work. We also have a range of training material in the NV Access shop to help you increase your skills with NVDA. Start with the popular basic training for NVDA in electronic text, audio, and Braille. Those are all hot links. Save with NVDA Productivity Bundle, also a hot link. This includes basic training, all of our Microsoft Office training, and telephone support. Download NVDA 2019.3.1 at the hot link. To find out what's new in this release, please visit What's New in NVDA 2019.3.1. Nancy Lynn posts 20 things the Amazon Echo can make easier for blind and visually impaired people. I'm sure you all know by now that I have a keen interest in technology and that I love all things assistive tech. From my iPhone, laptop, and Braille display, technology plays a huge part in my life. I've had an Amazon Echo for around 3 years now. In fact, our Alexa collection has grown and we have quite a few around the house. I was very intrigued by the Amazon Echo when it was first released and started to become popular due to the fact that it was mainstream technology that seemed fully accessible for someone with no useful vision, like myself. Companies like Amazon have normalized voice-activated technology in a way, making the product something that everyone would find useful whether you have sight or not. I'm a firm believer that companies like Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft are leading the way in terms of making mainstream technology accessible. It is worth noting that every Amazon Echo is fully accessible for people with a visual impairment, including the Amazon Echo Show and Amazon Echo Spot, which both have screens. Amazon has thought of accessibility for these devices for people with a visual impairment as they developed a screen reader called Voice View, and also have other features such as a screen magnifier, color inversion, and color correction. These accessibility features are built into the devices. There are also features for people with a hearing impairment. At first, I did wonder if I would use the Amazon Echo, but I can safely tell you that I use it every single day. Would I be without Alexa now? Definitely not. A photo of a gray Amazon Echo Dot next to a turquoise box. In 2019, Amazon launched an advert which highlighted how technology can benefit the lives of people with sight loss and make a real difference. The advert demonstrated how people can carry out their morning routine by using their Amazon Echo to check the time and the weather. In the advert, the woman wakes up, makes herself coffee, and then gets ready to head out. She asks Alexa the time and the weather. The advert also features a guide dog, and viewers then realize that she has a visual impairment. I think this advert is a great way of highlighting how the Amazon Echo is useful for people with a visual impairment. I often see blind and visually impaired people asking questions about whether they think the Amazon Echo would be useful for them or a family member with a visual impairment and what they can be used for. So I thought I'd share some things that they can make a bit easier for blind and visually impaired people. Finding out the date and time. It sounds like something so simple, but asking Alexa the date and time is really useful, especially if you don't have a phone or similar device at hand. A photo of an Amazon Echo Spot showing the time in the middle of a colored home screen. Setting alarms and reminders. When I was younger, I'd have a clock on my bedside table that I used to have to press various buttons in order to set an alarm to wake me up in the morning. Then I moved on to setting alarms on my phone as it was much easier and a lot quicker. Alexa makes setting alarms very quick and simple. You can even wake up to one of your favorite tunes. In terms of reminders, I constantly used my phone and wrote them down in the Notes or Reminders apps. But with Alexa, I can set reminders very quickly, and she will announce them for me. I also get a notification on my phone, so I never miss them. Adding things to your shopping list or to-do list. You can ask Alexa to add items to your shopping list or to-do list. You can then access them when you're out shopping, for example, using the Alexa app. It's a great way of staying organized. Checking the weather. Most people check the weather on a phone app, but I find it a lot easier to ask Alexa what the current weather is. It's also great to do before you go out. She gives great details, such as telling you whether it's raining, cloudy, or sunny, and is very accurate. You can set up your location on the Alexa app. If you want the weather first thing in the morning, you can set up routines, and she'll read it out loud as part of a list of actions. Getting the latest news. Alexa has a range of skills for this. It means that you are able to get the news just with one simple command and stay up to date with what's going on in the world. Using smart plugs. I recently got an Amazon smart plug, and let me tell you, it's fantastic. I'd been debating whether to purchase one or not for a while, as I didn't know if I'd use it and what I'd use it for. But now that I have one, I'm planning on purchasing some more. I find it an essential and very useful accessibility feature. Smart plugs enable you to operate anything that runs electricity with Alexa. I have my plug connected to my straighteners, and it's great just being able to tell Alexa to turn them on or off. One of the things I really like about some smart plugs is that they make a clicking sound when being turned off or on, which is really helpful for me as someone with no useful vision. I can't say whether all the smart plugs do this, but some certainly do. It is a feature that is very helpful. Controlling heat. Rather than using physical controls on a thermostat, it is possible to control the heating from a smartphone or Alexa with certain devices. Heating controls can sometimes be a bit difficult if you can't see, so being able to control it through the Amazon Echo makes it easy and accessible. We recently purchased an Alexa-compatible thermostat, and it is brilliant. I am able to turn the heating on and off without worrying about whether I've done it correctly. Controlling the lights. Some blind and visually impaired people suffer with sensitivity to light, so being able to dim the lights or turn them on or off with smart plugs and bulbs can really help with this. I have a couple of smart bulbs around the house, and they are very useful. Managing calendars. I primarily use my phone calendar to keep track of what I have going on, but I can just ask Alexa to tell me what I have on that day, and she will tell me. You can also add events by voice. It is a great way of keeping organized and staying on top of what you have going on. Finding recipes. Society seems to have this idea that blind and visually impaired people can't cook. Well, let me tell you, we actually can. We have our own methods and adaptations when cooking independently. You can find new and interesting recipes just by speaking to Alexa. She will then read out the ingredients, cooking methods, etc. Setting timers. You can set a timer quickly just by using your voice, and Alexa will let you know when the timer is up. You can also ask her how long is left on the timer. Listening to the radio. Just by using one command, you can listen to your favorite radio stations. Listening to music. There isn't a day that goes by where I don't listen to music. Whether I'm streaming music or listening to the radio, I've always got some sort of music playing. Listening to music on the Amazon Echo is really easy to do, and it has a great sound as well. It's even better that you can link your Amazon Echo with streaming services such as Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Music. Reading. Many years ago, in my experience, there didn't used to be a great deal of books transcribed into Braille or many audiobooks, unlike today. Things like Audible, Kindle, and Apple Books have transformed reading and made audiobooks and ebooks something that is no longer just for people with a visual impairment. They can be for anyone and everyone. You can play books from Audible or Kindle on the Amazon Echo with one command, and Alexa will start reading straight away. One feature that I love is that I can listen to a book on my iPhone or iPad and then pick up where I left off on my Amazon Echo. Reading the TV Guide. I've never actually been able to read the TV guide, unless I've asked a sighted person to read it to me or looked online. But now Alexa can tell me what's on TV. Sighted people can just look at the TV to see what's on, whereas many people with sight loss can't. So that's where Alexa comes in. The TV guide skill is great for knowing what's on TV, when, and you can even get it to remind you when a show is on. Searching and getting information. Most of the time, I will use my phone or computer to search online for the information I need. But asking Alexa some things, such as opening times for a business, finding a restaurant, finding out what's on at the cinema, and much more, is really quick and simple. This is great if you need to find something out quickly and takes the hassle away from trying to navigate inaccessible websites. Purchasing items from your product history. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can reorder products from your order history by talking to Alexa. If you have an Amazon Echo Show or Echo Dot, then you can also search for products. Voice shopping is a very convenient and accessible way of shopping. Communication. You can make and receive calls and messages by using Alexa. You can also drop in to other Echo devices that you have around the house. I don't use these features as much, but they do come in useful from time to time. Connecting devices via Bluetooth. You can connect a smartphone or other device via Bluetooth and use the Amazon Echo as a speaker. I sometimes use this when listening to books from RNIB Overdrive, for example. Playing accessible games. As all of the games are played by voice on any Amazon Echo, they are fully accessible for blind and visually impaired people, as there are no visual aspects. You can do even more things by using skills similar to phone and tablet apps and bring your Echo to life. There are thousands of skills that really enhance your experience using Alexa. There are skills in many categories: food and drink, games, health and fitness, movies and TV, music and podcasts, news, productivity, shopping, sports, travel, and the weather, just to name a few. There are also kid skills that will keep the little ones entertained. All skills are fully accessible for blind and visually impaired people as you use them by interacting with Alexa. That's just a bit of insight into why the Amazon Echo is great for people with a visual impairment and how some of the features are beneficial for people with sight loss. I also hope this post shows that technology can make a huge difference for blind and visually impaired people. Do you have an Amazon Echo? If so, do you have any other features to add? Let me know in the comments. Signed, Holly X. That article was reposted from lifeofablindgirl.com 2020 January 19th, 20. From MyStateLine.com, ISU gets federal grant for work with deaf or blind children. Posted February 9th, 2020. Dateline Normal, Illinois. Officials say two professors at Illinois State University have received $1.23 million in federal grant money to help students who work with infants and toddlers who are blind or deaf. The money will go toward a training program integrating special education and speech-language pathology. Professor Mary Beth Lartz is one of the professors, L-A-R-T-Z. She says there's a shortage in intervention practitioners for children who are blind and deaf from birth to 3 years old. The other recipient is Mindy Ely, E-L-Y, an assistant professor of blindness education. The money comes from the U.S. Department of Education. The Missouri Council of the Blind 2020 online and telephone auction. When? April 19, 2020, from 4 to 7 p.m. with President Naomi Sewell, S-O-U-L-E, and Executive Director Chris Gray, G-R-A-Y, as your auctioneers. Call in and place bids by phone or online directly through the Zoom platform. Our entire blindness community throughout the U.S. are invited to participate. Tell your friends and family and let's make this a great success. Register at http://mobline.org/news-events/. Register here for the MCB telephone and online auction. Auction item list coming soon. 2020 auction description and rules. Registering. If you plan to bid, you must register with MCB either with the online registration form by calling either Virginia or Eleanor at the MCB office, 314-832-7172, or by email at clerk@moblind.org. You will need to provide the following information: your name, telephone number, email address if applicable, and the city and state where you live. Please also include the best way to contact you so we can reach out to the top early bidders for each item prior to the day of the actual auction. Registration will begin on Friday, February 7th, and continue through Thursday, April 15th. Early bidding begins Monday, April 13th. Number two, bidding. Pre-bids will be taken starting Monday, April 13th, and continue through Friday at noon on April 17th. The items for sale in the auction will be circulated on the MCB website, http://www.moblind.org, and listservs and other listservs as appropriate. Each auction item will have its own number. Two ways to submit early bids. Number one, email your bids to the MCB office to clerk@moblind.org, including your name, bidder number, item number on which you're bidding, your bid amount, and the best way to contact you. Put the word auction in the subject line of any email sent to the MCB office related to the auction. You will receive an email acknowledgement of your bid. Number two, submit bids to either Eleanor or Virginia between the hours of 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time by providing your name and bidder number provided with registration. Whether you submit your bid by telephone or email, Eleanor or Virginia will inform you of the high bid if your bid has already been exceeded. Occasional updates of the high bids for each item will be placed on the lists during the early bidding phase, thereby allowing early bidders to be aware of high bids and submit additional bids. While Eleanor or Virginia can tell you the current high bid on an item or email you an auction list upon request, we're sorry, but they cannot read you the auction list or call you if a higher bid comes in on your items. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's weekend.